K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. I got the honor and the pleasure to be talking to this gentleman right here. I grew up listening and watching him. And we got a new segment every Friday night. Of course, football is like religion in this area. We want to make sure we keep you updated on all the big games from WRAL Football Friday. I have the one and only Tom Suter. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Brian. Do your listeners know what a great high school basketball player you were at Durham High back in the late 80s?
Well, you know, I like to brag all the time, but they think I'm playing. But if a guy like you, you know, with the kind of reputation you have, if you go ahead and stamp it right now, then they'll know it's the truth.
Listen, I'm going to stamp it. We've got old highlights of Brian Dawson when he played for old Durham High School back in the late 80s. He was the truth. He was good.
Hey,
he
you
was
know
a
what?
good high school basketball player.
Hey, I like you, but now I love you, man. I appreciate
it. Actually, you were better than good, Brian. You were somewhat great at times.
Make sure you set the record straight.
I am setting it straight.
Tom Suter on the line, WRAL Football. Now it's all about Football Friday. We got some big games in the Triangle. What can you tell me about what's going on tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty interesting. The best two teams, in my opinion, right now are Hillside and Leesville Road, and both of them aren't playing tonight. How about that? They decided that this would be their open date. So, but there are some interesting games. One game that's intriguing to me is Broughton and Garner. And this is how high school football goes. Our schedule says all season long that the game is at Broughton. So now we find out this morning that the game is at Garner. So, folks, Broughton and Garner are playing at Garner. But Garner's coming off a really strange loss. They lost to Cleveland 45-44 last week, a game in which they led like 31-10. So, you know, Garner just got to, you know, this is kind of like a, you know, they need to look at themselves in the face and say, what happened? And let's get back to playing football. Broughton has lost a couple of close games. That, to me, that's an interesting game. I'm also interested in a game, Brian, down in Cumberland County where Jack Britt and Douglas Byrd are playing. Both of them were in our poll last week in the what we do, the Fabulous 15. We've been giving out a trophy every year since 1985. Both lost last week. Jack Britt, they both lost decisively. Jack Britt to a really good Scotland County team. And so we'll get to see what those two teams do tonight. And that's an interesting game. There's just a lot of interesting games. I do wish Leesville and Hillside were playing, but they're not. Southern Durham's another good team. They're on the road against South Brunswick, which is kind of like, why does Southern Durham want to go way down to play South Brunswick? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Heritage is playing at Nightdale. Heritage is supposed to be one of the best teams in the Cap 8. They played Panther Creek last week. Panther Creek had won just one game the previous year. So we had a photographer, of course, at the game, and he calls in, you know, the way we do it, Brian, we cover like 28 games, but we don't have 28 photographers, so we have to send one guy to two games, and sometimes one guy shoots three parts of three games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the best guy I have, Brad Simmons, was shooting the Heritage and Panther Creek game. So he calls me in and says, it's 14-0 Panther Creek. And I said, well, Heritage is going to win this game. You can't leave yet. So then he calls back and says, well, it's now 21-0. So he had to get on to his second game, and I was stunned. Heritage got drilled by Panther Creek. They're playing at undefeated Nightdale tonight. That should be an interesting game.
Right. Well, I can't let you out here without getting this on you. I don't know if we're going to do predictions, but I don't want to get you in trouble. But the Broughton Garner game, can we get a prediction?
Oh, sure. I think Garner's going to win.
You would Garner.
You know, it's hard to go against Garner. They only lose like one or two games a year, and I think they've lost their one for the time being. So that's Football Friday, 11:35 on WRAL tonight. And also, Brian, I'd like to, you know, anybody out there listening, we do an extra effort award, which I know you're aware of. We've been doing it since 1981, goes to an outstanding high school student-athlete. And if anyone would like to nominate somebody, please do. We prefer seniors at extraeffort@WRAL.com.
Tom, thank you, man. You guys have been doing a wonderful job covering area football and area sports in general, and I'm excited to have you on the station each and every Friday, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll be here, Brian. I got to tell you, you know, it's a pleasure to talk with you because I do remember you so well playing high school basketball, and when they mentioned Brian Dawson, I said, Brian Dawson, and then when you told me, you know, I said, oh, God, you were great.
Thank you, man. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
You betcha, Brian.